Boker Tov, everyone. We are going to do a quick chazar today of all the halachas of Passover of Akistan from Sif Vav of Siman Kuf Samaches till the end. It's going to be very quick, and as I said, we'll try and flesh out everything that we learned over here based on in all the Sifim. Sif Vav, we learned over here the general din of Passover Akistan that we said the bread is Daraisa. There's a din of bread Daraisa. Passover Akistan is also bread Daraisa. However, Chazal or Koveya, if you don't use it like bread, you don't use it as a satiator, you use it as a dessert type food, then it's going to be Borei Minei Mizonos, and it's going to be Alamichia then. Therefore, Passover Kissin was, that was Koveya, then it's going to be Borei Minei Mizonos Alamichia, unless one is Koveya Suralav. If someone's Koveya Suralav, then it'll go back to the Din Daraisa of bread, and it's going to be Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Okay, and we also learned, if at the beginning you thought you were not going to be Kovei Asur Alav, and therefore you said Brei Minei Mizonos, in the end you ended up being Kovei Asur Alav, we learned then you're going to make Birkas HaMazon at the end, because the end of the day, you were Kovei Asur on it. And if you in front of you, enough to be Kovei Asur in front of you, even though you said Brei Minei Mizonos, you should get up and wash, and say Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, if you still have in front of you, but enough that it would be the Shir Kovei Asur. Zion, we learned what is the getter of Passover Kisses in the Machalokas in the Rishonim. We saw of what the three Gedarim of Passover Kisses, and we talked about many times, and that is either that is kneaded with dough, or kneaded with sweet spices and stuff like this, or it is a pocket full of those sweet stuff, or it is a crispy crumbly crust. Those are the three Gedarim that are brought down in the Rishonim of what the definition of Passover Bekissin is. However, we saw the Mamre Mordechai, the Bir Halacha, quoted as saying that perhaps these are all, there's no real machlokas over here. They're just, everyone agrees that the bottom line is that Passover Bekissin is bread type of ingredient, flour and water, but it's not used to be Koveya Asura Alav, and therefore, even if it does not technically fall under one of these categories, we saw, like, Gainu, soft pretzels, Rosh Hashanah Zalman still said to go ahead and make Borei Minei Mizonos, unless you're Koveya Asura Alav, it would still be Passover Kissin, because it's not a meal type food. Okay? That is what we learned, in Siv Zayin. Okay? Siv Ches. Guys, to the point of then what do you do if you have Passover Kissin as a dessert? Okay, does it require its own bracha in the middle of the Suda? This is today's Daf Yomi also, or tomorrow's Daf Yomi. We're going to see over there, we paskin alach levaitzu, the Passover Kissin, bikaron, is supposed to get a bracha when you serve a dessert, therefore cakes, cookies, and all the like. If you have it for dessert, it's supposed to be Borei Minei Mizonos. However, we saw two reasons why generally we do not make Borei Minei Mizonos on dessert foods. That's either because the Bir Halacha told us that it has to fit in to all three categories of Passover Kissin to get out on any suffix over here, that perhaps you should not make a bracha on it, because maybe it's really bread on the other side, and therefore if it does not have all three qualities that is needed, it's filled, and it's got a crust, then it's not going to be able to get a Borei Minei Mizonos for dessert. On top of that, the Mishnah Berurah told us, unlike if you have fruits, candy, chocolate for dessert, even if you're not satiated and you're still hungry, you would still make a bracha on these things for dessert. Masha ain't can when it comes to Passover Bekissin for dessert, since it has a satiating aspect to it, it's flour and water. It's like bread diet. Therefore, if you're not satiated, you're also eating for satiation. Even if it has all three qualities of Passover Bekissin, it would still not get a bracha for dessert. That was Sif Ches. Sif Tes tells us that if you have Pas Gomer, no matter how small it is, you always have to make Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz on one bite of bread. Okay? That is Sif Tes. Yud is a very complicated sugya of Chavitza. Sif Yud tells us that you were dealing already with bread. You had flour and water and you've already baked it into bread. Can it ever lose its status of bread? That's the sugya of Chavitza, and that is totally on three different dargas, as we said. If it's cooked, which is anti-bread, as we all know, right? Bread is supposed to be baked. So therefore, if you take the bread, you take the piece of bread right now, and you cook it, so you're doing something that is not normally what you're doing with bread. Therefore, we settle Ach L'maisa the fowl. If it's more than a kezias, no matter what, it's still going to stay bread, and therefore it's still going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. If it's pachos mi kezias, someone can make a nice chart over here. If it's pachos mi kezias, then it depends on two things. If it still has tzuras apas, it looks like bread. Even if it's less than the kezias, and even though it was cooked, you're still going to say a motzi lechem min haaretz. But if it's less than a kezias, it's been cooked, and it has lost its tzura, does not look like bread, then it's going to get Borei Minei Mizonos, even if you're Koveya Asura on it. That is level number one. Level number two, if it's not cooked, it's just mudbak. Okay, it's nubak, then it's like this. If the prusos are kazayis, obviously it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And if it's less than a kazayis, if it has tor lechem, if it looks like bread, then it's going to be... Going back to the cooking process. If it's cooked, it's like this. It all depends on kazayis or not kazayis. If it is kazayis, it's going to be motzi lechem min haaretz. If it's less than kazayis, then, if it's less than a kazayis, even if it looks like bread, it's going to lose its hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Okay, that's where I messed up over there. If it's less than a kazayis, even if it looks like bread, it's going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Masha ain't kain, where it's nidbak, then it's like this. If it's not cooked, but it's nidbak, more than a kazayis, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. If it's less than a kazayis, you have tarti legreyasa. It's less than a kazayis, and it doesn't look like bread, then it's going to lose its status of bread. It's going to be borei mina mizonos. But either it's more than a kazayis, or it's less than a kazayis, it looks like bread by nibbak, then it's going to stay amotzi lechem min haaretz. And the third level, if it's not cooked, and it's not mechuber like we learned, it's really just the same din of sif tes, it's always going to say amotzi lechem min haaretz, even if it doesn't look like bread, and it's less than a kazayis, if it's not been cooked, nothing's been done to the bread, it's going to be amotzi lechem min haaretz. And therefore we came out, in terms of croutons, the crouton controversy, okay, croutons would be like this. If you take croutons made from made bread, that's mamish the sugi over here. No matter how small you're going to make them, it doesn't matter, it's going to stay on motzi lechem min haaretz because you're not cooking them and you're not madbik them. However, croutons that are bought in the store, okay, in a package croutons, since it's made like this, lechatchila, b'rishus moreinu rabbeinu harashlit. If it's croutons that are bought in a package, since they're made like this, lechatchila, then they were never bred to begin with, therefore they would be borei minei mezonos. You see, if you had Aleph and you had Beis, we learned that there are other ways of things that would be like cooking that's not cooking. Number, you'd see if you had Aleph, even if you just soak it in water to the point where the water is going to turn white. See, if you had Beis, it says if you soak it in red wine, not white wine, but red wine, that also is going to be so anti-bread that if it's less than a kazayis, it's going to be borei min hazoros and not hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That got us to another complicated sugya, sifya gimel, and that is the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam when you cook or you fry dough. Over here, we're not dealing with bread. Chavitza, Sif Yud was talking about bread that you want to make it lose its shame bread. Sif Yud Gimel is talking about when you have dough. And now you, instead of baking the dough, you fry or cook the dough. That we saw the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam 2 days over here in the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rambam, the Rash, they hold that if you fry dough, it is not going to be bread no matter what you do to it. And therefore, it's going to be borei minei mezonos, even if you're kovei asura. Turns into the third category. It's like a ma'isa kadeiru. Okay? Masha'en kein Rabbeinu Tam. Based on the Mishnah and the Challah, that's the whole machlokas, I don't understand the Mishnah and Challah over there. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you fry dough, it's still going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And if you boil dough, it is also going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So that, in how do we pass kolach lemaisa, the Machaber says, yirei shemayim should be yotzi yedei shneyem, and therefore wash it on a piece of bread. The Ramah writes, the minig is the nagul hakel, like the first day over here, and therefore, really on fried dough, it would be a machlokas between the Sardim and the Ashkenazim, if you have to wash in a piece of bread. Everyone, wait, there's nothing wrong with washing a piece of bread to be machmer for shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But by donuts, where you're also going to add sweet stuff and the filling and the topping and all that, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. At worst, it's going to be pasaba bekisnin, and therefore, according to Ashkenazim, even if you're koveya sudan on donuts, really, it should not really get to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. If you want to be yotzo the day boshitas, yirei shemayim yotzo yidei shneyem, then if you want to koveya sudan on donuts, you should wash on a piece of bread, not on the donuts itself. Then the Roma added over here also, by lokshin, by noodles and things like this, which are boiled water and water and flour that are boiled, but it has no tzuras of pas whatsoever, it doesn't look like bread at all, because they're boiled, because of the shapes they are, therefore, even if you're koveya sudan, it's never going to be amotzi lechem min haaretz, and therefore, all the pastas and stuff like that, even if you're koveya sudan, it's not going to be amotzi lechem min haaretz. However, says the Ramah, if you have things that are boiled, but they do have somewhat of a tzuras of a pas, like kreplach, and things like this, then it would be amotzi lechem min haaretz, it could be amotzi lechem min haaretz. We'll come back to that at the end. See, if Yud Dalid is talking about bagels, where you take dough, and you boil them, and then you go ahead and bake them. And the Hetzurus of Pas that we say Beferish is Amotzi Lechem in Arts. It's Pas Gamoru. And therefore on bagels we have to make Amotzi Lechem in Arts. Tezvav. Perhaps the most unclear Seif in all Pasuk of Bekissin is because it's hard to understand all the Metzias over here between Trochtin and Teresa, the three different types of Teresa that the Gemara mentions over here. But seems to be what comes out, Halach Lamaisa is according to the Sarim, according to the Psakim that are based on Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that if you have, comes out, even if it's a little bit of liquidier dough, it's not completely thick, but it does pour and it does have some tzura, like a pancake, then that's going to be like Pasuk of Bekissin. It's going to be Raymond Azonos Alamichia, unless you're Kovei Asudala. If it's ultra thin like blintzes and crepes like this, then it could be those things are not even going to be Pasuk of Bekissin. They will lose their tzura pas altogether. Even though they're baked or they're pan fried without too much oil, nevertheless, it's still not going to be. It's still not going to be a Pasuk of Bekissin. Even if you're Kovei Asudala, you would not have to make Hamotzi Lechem Mina Arts. And then we got to the all key over here, Sif Yedzayin, which told us that on Pashtida, which is something, I don't know, with dough, with meat inside, with cheese inside, with fish inside, okay, on this the Mechaber said it's Hamotzi Lechem Mina Arts. The Taz told us the Mechaber is talking about, oh, it must be your Kovei Asudala, because this is one of the categories of Pasuk of Bekissin. It's dough filled with something else. But that's not how we paskin alach lemaisa. The Magen Avraham quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins alach lemaisa, that this is telling us the opposite of what we learned before. We saw the Mamre Mordechai tells them, based on the Mamre Mordechai, we said that all three shitas of Pasuk Bekissin are not necessarily chokim. There's a bottom line principle, and that is that if it's bread that you're not normally kovei asur alav, cakes and cookies and things like this, therefore that is going to be Pasuk Bekissin, even if it doesn't technically fall under one of the categories like soft pretzels. Therefore, the opposite applies also. Even if it falls into one of the categories technically, but it's a food that you're normally kovei asuda alav, that would turn it into bread, again, midaraisa, and it would not be Pasuk Bekissin, and therefore it came out lamaisa, that on pizza, and larger things that you would be kovei asuda, a large bereka perhaps, even for sure a large bereka with the hot dog in the middle, things like this would be hamotzi, Lechem mina haaretz, and we said that's the pashtus of the Ramah earlier on, learning out like the Magen Avraham, who says also on Kreplach is mikrei toar lechem, that would be like toar lechem, similar to like the Magen Avraham says over here. That is a synopsis of all of Din and Pasuk Bekissin. A quick chazara. You guys have to do your own chazara also, but Bezrat Hashem, we have this in our hands, and we're ready to go. Viter next time. Adkan for today.